Well, good morning. It is August 5th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I know I don't have my backyard as my background today. I apologize. I know you all love that, but I'm pre-recording today because I have a men's Bible study this morning that I have to be at, but I trust that we will all together join in God's word today. And so that said, today we're going to be reading from Judges 19, Acts 23, Jeremiah 33, and then Psalms 3 and 4. So let's get in the word today. Judges chapter 19 today. Oop, if I can find my spot. Judges chapter 19 today. And it came to pass in those days, when there was no king in Israel, that there was a certain Levite sojourning on the side of Mount Ephraim, who took him a concubine out of Bethlehem, Judah. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And her husband arose and went after her to speak friendly unto her, and to bring her again, having his servant with him, and a couple of asses. And she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the damsel saw him, he rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him, and he abode with him 3 days. So they did eat and drink and lodge there. It came to pass on the fourth day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterwards go thy way. And they sat down and did eat and drink, both of them together, for the damsel's father had said unto the man, be content, I pray thee, and tarry all night, and let thine heart be merry. And when the man rose up to depart, his father-in-law urged him, therefore he lodged there again. And he arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart, and the damsel's father said, comfort thine heart, I pray thee. And they tarried until afternoon, and they did both eat of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, behold, now the day draweth together, and towards the evening, I pray you, tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end. Lodge here, that thine heart may be merry. And tomorrow get you early on your way, that you mayest go home. But the man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed, and came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And there were with him 2 asses saddled. His concubine also was with him. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into the city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. And his master said unto him, we will not turn aside hither into the city of a stranger that is not of the children of Israel. We will pass over to Gibeah. And he said unto his servant, come, let us draw near to one of these places to lodge all night in Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongeth to Benjamin. And they turned aside thither to go in and lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And behold, there came an old man from his work out of the field at even, which was also of Mount Ephraim, and he sojourned in Gibeah. But the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, whither goest thou, and whence comest thou? And he said unto them, we are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, towards the side of Mount Ephraim. From thence am I. And I went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord. And there is no man that receiveth me to his house. And yet there is both straw and provender for our asses. And there is bread and wine also for me, and for thy handmaiden, and for the young man which is with thy servants. There is no want of anything. And the man said, peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all that wants lie upon me, only lodge not in the street. And so he brought him into his house, and gave provender under the asses. And they washed their feet, and did drink, and eat. Now, as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them and said unto them, nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not act so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house. Do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you. But unto this man do not such a vile thing. But the man would not hearken to him. And so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them. And they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. And then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was fallen down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. And he said unto her, up and let us be going. But none answered. And then the man took her up upon an ass, and the man rose up and gat him unto his place. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife and laid hold on the concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Consider of it and take advice and speak your mind. Very disturbing story from Judges chapter 19. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 23. Acts chapter 23 today. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by to smite him on the mouth. And then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall, for sittest thou to judge me after the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, revilest thou God's high priest? And then said Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee, and of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. And when he had so said, there arose a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. And there arose a great cry, and the scribes that were of the Pharisees' part arose and strove, saying, we find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel hath spoken to him, let us not fight against God. When there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. And the night following, the Lord stood by and said, be thou of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bearest witness also of me in Rome. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves unto a curse, saying that they should neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and the elders and said, we have bound ourselves under a great curse that we will not eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now, therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow. And though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him and we, or ever we come near, we are ready to kill him. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. And then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him. And so he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul, the prisoner, called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went with him aside privately and asked him, what is this that thou hast said to tell me? And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul together tomorrow unto the council, as though he would inquire something of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie waiting for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise for thee. And so the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, saying, see thou, tell no man that thou hast shown thee these things to me. And he called unto him 2 centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night, and provide them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this manner, Claudius Lysias, under the most excellent governor, Felix, sendeth greeting. This man was taking of the Jews, and should have been killed of them. And then came I with an army, and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when I would have known the cause whereof they accursed him, I brought him forth into this council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bounds or of bonds. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee that they had against him farewell. And then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antiparus. And on the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and return to the castle, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. And when the governors had read the letter, he asked of what province he was. And when he understood that he was from Cilicia, I hear thee, said he, when thine accusers are also come. And he commanded him to be kept in Herod's judgment hall. That was Acts 23. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 33. By the way, I apologize if I'm squinting. I am on VBS time this week. And I left my glasses somewhere, which happens. Jeremiah 33. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in mine fury, and for whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear of all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto them. And thus saith the Lord, again, there shall be heard in this place, which you shall say, be desolate, without man and without beast, even in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall say, and bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return to the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. And thus saith the Lord of hosts, again, in this place, which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of the shepherds, causing their flock to lie down. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, in the place about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah shall the flocks pass again under the hand of him that telleth him, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform the good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah in those days. And at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests and the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon the throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my minister, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, The two families which the Lord hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. And thus they have despised my people, and they should be no more a nation before them. And thus saith the Lord, If my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of David, of Jacob and David my servant, so that I will not take any of the seed to be ruler over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them." That was Jeremiah 33. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to read Psalms 3 and 4 today. Psalms 3 and 4. Psalm 3, Psalm of David, when he fled from Absalom, his son. "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help from him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of the holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, and thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people." Psalm 4, to the chief musicians of Neginoth, a psalm of David. "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I shall call upon him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increase. And I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Amen. That was our reading today for August 5th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video so I can make sure to mark that down. Really appreciate you all joining me each and every single day. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, pray for your blessing upon this word today. Indeed, Lord, you are the one who allows us to dwell in safety. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you would use us mightily for your kingdom work. Help us to share the gospel. Help us to invite somebody to church this Sunday. Lord, we have a whole week of evangelism, a whole week of outreach, God, this week with VBS. Lord, we pray for your blessing upon the final night tonight as we gather together to have a picnic and to just have a great time together. But Lord, I would just pray, God, that you would just utilize your word today in our hearts to help us to just be guided and glorify you, Lord, in all things. We love you and praise you, and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.